Now,
the rest of the story. Murphy was in the biggest trouble of his life. Possession, unlawful weapons, battery, assault with a deadly weapon, attempted murder. The charges against him were stacked so high that he could hardly see over them. It had all started with a shouting match over the telephone. Murphy got so angry at this fellow Dave Goffstein that he hung up and stormed over to Goffstein's house. The argument resumed in Goffstein's front yard, and when he retreated to the backyard, Murphy followed him there. The accounts of what happened next vary, but whatever took place, it left Dave Goffstein pretty well kicked and beaten up and shot at. It was the gunfire that got everybody's attention. When police arrested Murphy at his own home, they found an arsenal of mostly illegal weapons. And the whole thing went to trial. Now, I'm not trying to excuse old Murph, but before you ladies and gentlemen of the jury elect to hang him, you really ought to know the rest of the story. When Murphy first came home from the Army, he seemed to those who knew him pretty much as he'd always been, nice, easygoing fellow, but then the nervousness and the nausea and the nightmares started. Nightmares so terrible he was afraid to go to sleep. Dreadful dreams of the war. In his slumber, he would cry out the names of the ghosts of the men of his old company, and he would see them marching to their deaths all over again and again and again, and to an increasing extent, the echoes of those awful times intruded on his waking hours, first with vomiting spells in the morning, then headaches that sometimes lasted a week or more. It was as though the sleeping pills that drowned the bad dreams at night only flushed them out into the daylight. And soon flashbacks were freezing Murphy in his tracks, plunging him into a wide-eyed, motionless stupor. He would see the visions of a man's face in his gun sights, or a soldier's brains spilling out on the ground, and after a while the slightest sound would cause Murphy to leap behind a sofa. Maybe now you're beginning to understand why Murphy was inclined to deep depressions and unpredictable rages and driving 80 miles down side roads and gambling his life savings away and particularly to violence. He carried firearms wherever he went. Amid flashbacks and panic attacks, it was open season on wall clocks and light switches and mirrors, and then one day, of course, he lit into Dave Goffstein. I think that Murphy was only trying to frighten Dave. When Murphy took aim in earnest, he never missed. He wouldn't have missed. Well, the jury deliberated for 4 hours and then agreed, and they let Murphy go. He was acquitted on all counts, not guilty. But less than a year later, he died in a plane crash at 46. Once upon a time, in our America the Beautiful, there was a young soldier named Audie Murphy. He returned from the front, the most decorated United States soldier in all of World War II, the celebrated, baby-faced, single-handed exterminator of 241 enemy troops. For his heroism, a grateful nation was eager to throw what was left of the world at his feet. But of course you know that Audie Murphy never really came home. Because now you know the rest of the story.